The other day, I asked my daughter, Audrey, to bring me my book that was in my bedroom. She came downstairs without the book. She couldn't find it. She had followed directions and looked where she expected it to be, but it wasn't there, so she didn't look any further. When I went up to retrieve it, I found it right next to where it was supposed to be, but it was not readily apparent, so she didn't see it. We all do this, don't we? There are things that we look at that are right in front of us that we don't see, or we're too busy looking at something else to see what is right in front of us. Today is Transfiguration Sunday, a Sunday about one thing changing into something else. This Sunday always falls on the Sunday before Ash Wednesday. And I think there is some great beauty in this. It is fortifying for the journey ahead. We need to see God's glory revealed before we can follow that glory to the cross. However, because we come across this story each year, like many of the other stories in Scripture, we are prone to miss something that is right in front of us. This is the beauty of the lectionary. The stories are repeated each year on the same Sundays throughout the church calendar. But we are different people each year. Our lives have changed since last Transfiguration Sunday. The world around us has changed. We don't stay the same. So the Spirit moves with us to shape us into who we are by the words we have heard before. It moves us further down the path of becoming disciples. The Transfiguration story follows shortly after Peter's declaration of who Jesus is. He declared, "Jesus is the Messiah." Peter knows it with his head and with his words, but until he is standing on the mountain with Jesus, seeing Jesus transformed by God's glory, and that same glory of God moving over him, perhaps he didn't really know it. And even then, Peter comes down from the mountain, and he still denies Jesus. Peter is not the perfect disciple, although he is often my favorite. Just because he is called by Jesus does not mean he gets it right. Peter, like us, is in the process of becoming, the process of being transformed. Jesus is right in front of Peter, and he still misses the mark. The passage that follows expresses this perfectly. The disciples can't heal the boy with the demon. They know about Jesus, and a few verses back, just at the beginning of this same chapter, they have been commissioned with God's power to cast out demons. But they fail to act on it here. Denise Anderson, a pastor and a former co-moderator of the PCUSA, said everything Peter knows, everything he could ever suggest about Jesus, God, or the prophets, can only be secondary to how he lives into his realizations. Everything he says and sees will be meaningless if he can't listen and act upon what he hears. Because he cannot act on what he saw and heard, he cannot heal the boy. The disciples are in the process of becoming. They are in the process of learning to have faith in action. They are in the process of learning to take what they know and practice it in the world. They are in the process of active listening. It takes the human brain quite some time to really know something, particularly when it is different from what we expect. I was talking to a friend recently whose son would come in and her bedroom every morning and ask her the same question. He was trying to figure out how something worked. And each day for a week, she gave him the same answer. Finally, one day, she used a different set of words, and the light bulb went off. He understood what had been in front of him the whole time. Anderson also said, the gift of Transfiguration Sunday is that it invites us to stop, look, and listen. It encourages us to pay specific attention to the very thing we may be overlooking. And it charges us, after we've retrieved the thing, to take it and use it. Transfiguration gives us the strength to journey into Lent. There is a tradition, as we've talked about, of taking up a spiritual practice. I encourage you to think about using this season to adjust how you see. What are we missing that is in plain sight? And how can we use that knowledge to continue becoming? Becoming is not easy or painless. Peter had to face the pain of denying Jesus to become the rock on which the church was built. Paul had to face the pain of the Damascus Road to become the encourager of faith. And when we pay attention to what is in front of us and use it to share God's glory in this world, we are one step closer to becoming more transformed by Christ's glory. As the skin horse in the book The Velveteen Rabbit said, becoming real doesn't happen all at once. You become. It takes a long time. That's why it doesn't happen often to people who break easy or have sharp edges or who have to be very carefully kept. Generally, by the time you are real, most of your hair has been loved off and your eyes drop out and you get loose in the joints and very shabby. But because these things don't matter at all, because once you are real, you can't be ugly, except to people who don't understand. We are becoming, each of us alone and as a community of faith. We are being shaped by God's glory to be the body of Christ in this world. We are becoming disciples. Becoming a disciple is not a one-time experience. We become a disciple when we profess our faith and we continue to evolve deeper into our relationship with God as we see Jesus more clearly. Like a caterpillar that turns into a butterfly, like Peter who turned into the rock of the church, and Saul who became Paul, we will emerge slowly. This table helps us in this process. The nourishment we take together helps us see what is right in front of us. So take this bread and drink this cup today. Prepare yourself for this journey of Lent and see what you will become this season. Amen.